Today is June 6th, 2013, and we are continuing in the mitzvah of not giving the Pesach to be eaten by a ben nechor, which we said somebody who is estranged, somebody who is foreign to the Torah, and that means Rashi tells us in the name of Chazal, shenisnakru ma'isav, his actions are strange, are foreign to the Torah. He's a foreigner in the sense that his actions are foreign, so that would include not just a Jew, not just a non-Jew, but a Jew as well. And of course, very important, just to review quickly, the Chinuch says that since the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Pesach is the Emunah, and now entering under the protective shade and under the wings of Hashem, so it's improper to serve some of this Korban Pesach, which symbolizes all of that, to people who don't even believe, in Hashem. You know, this calls to mind the famous Rav Hirsch. He says, you don't find anywhere in the Torah that it's mentioned that Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah, that we celebrate Matan Torah. It's not mentioned in the Torah. Why not? And Rav Hirsch says, because people who do not believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, in the oral Torah, have no business celebrating Matan Torah. Hashem wanted only those that believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, those should be the people who celebrate Matan Torah, because otherwise it's not a complete Torah. And we'll actually have a discussion about that a little later. So here we have it's just inappropriate for somebody to be eating the Pesach when the Pesach itself represents Emunah and Hashem. And our entrance into that bubble, and yet he doesn't believe in Hashem, and here he's eating the Pesach. Okay, we said some beautiful things from the Noam HaMitzvahs, and then we're up to the Gemara and Yevamos. That's the fourth item there. It's underlined Gemara Yevamos towards the top of the page. And this will be, will give us some point of reference of how important and valuable this mitzvah is. It says like this in the Gemara in Yevamos. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu shiber es haluchos, he broke the luchos. My darash, what did he darshan? What was his rationale for breaking the luchos? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Uma Pesach shehu echad mishesh meyis v'shleish esrei mitzvahs. Pesach is one of the 613 mitzvahs, and Amra Taira, the Taira said, there's a little extra gimel there, Kol ben nechar lo yechal boy. You know, whenever you copy from one of these electronic files, so sometimes there are little footnotes and they put a little letter there. When you transfer, you copy the digital, you know, you paste it somewhere else, it doesn't always show up as a small letter, so you don't notice it. So I apologize for that. But here it says, Kol ben nechar, the Torah says, by Pesach, Kol ben nechar lo yechal boy, which was pointed out yesterday. I don't remember who did. But somebody pointed out that it's one of the only mitzvahs where it says a nechar, somebody whose actions are not consistent with the Torah, should not be partaking in this. Usually we try to encourage them to do mitzvahs so we could be mekar of them, etc. But here this says kol ben nechar lechabo, it's only one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. HaTorah kula v'yisro m'morin alachas kama v'kama. The entire Torah. Look at Klal Yisrael, they're doing the Egel, and they're rebelling in the entire Torah. Alachas kama v'kama, certainly it shouldn't be. The Torah should not be given to them. So he's carrying the Torah. He brings it down, and he sees that Yisrael mumarinheim, they're rebellious. They're doing things that are inappropriate. Certainly they shouldn't get the whole Torah. Here we see the concept. Two things. First of all, the concept of not giving something to someone, if they don't deserve it, it's an inappropriate. It's ironic for a person who doesn't believe in the Torah or who's a mummer in the Torah, and you're giving him the Torah. It's not appropriate. So you find that contradiction by Pesach. The Torah says specifically by Pesach, it shouldn't be given to a ben nechar, to one who's foreign to the Torah, because it's not appropriate if the mitzvah represents emunah, and here you give it to somebody who doesn't believe. So the entire Torah is certainly that way. It so happens to be that it's actually hinted to in the pasuk, because In a pasuk later, it says v'chol ara layechal bay. That's the balaturim here. It says v'chol ara layechal bay, and then right afterwards it says Taira achas yeah, lachem I believe lager hagar b'seichem or something like that. I don't remember the exact lashon of the pasuk. It says v'chol ara layechal bay. Somebody who's not circumcised should not eat from it. And then immediately following it says Taira achas. So what do you see? This is a remez to the kal v'chomer shenasa meisha. This is a hint to the Kal V'chomer that Moshe made B'maisa Egel. Just like Pesach is mitzvah achas, then the whole Torah is certainly that way. That's what the Baal Terem says. Just interesting to note that Baal Terem, that it's actually hinted to, this Kal V'chomer of Moshe is actually hinted to in the Torah. But we may be understanding the Gemara somewhat on a superficial level. It seems here that Moshe is saying, one of the mitzvahs of 613, and that's inappropriate to give somebody who doesn't. So certainly the entire Torah, right? The Panim Yafis, which was written by Neil, you're familiar with the Panim Yafis? You know the Hafla? Oh. Reb Pinchas Halevi Horowitz. He tremendous. He was Hasidish and also tremendous gain in learning, which is not always. Usually the Hasidic masters are known for their, they may be great Talmid Chacham, but they're usually known for their Hasidic teachings. And here you have, there are many over the course of history that were known for the Hasidic teachings and also for their teachings in Gemara and so on. The Hafla is the Makna, is Svarim are studied very, very widely in yeshivas till this very day.
Yeah, exactly.
But my point is, the Baal Terem points out that it's actually hinted to in the pasuk. Yeah, now it's repeating the same idea, the Kal V'chomer, but it's hinted to in the pasuk. So says the Panim Yafis. It's not just simply, well, if one mitzvah has this contradiction, then certainly the entire Torah. It's not just that. It's much more than that. The Yesh Lahavin Yaiser. One should understand in greater depth. Masha Omru, Shehoitzi Atzma Min HaKlal, Shehu Sheirish Kol HaMitzvos. It says in the, by the Rosh, he says, Ma'avodah Sazachem, he says, Lefi Shehoitzi Atzma Min HaKlal, Kafar Be'ikar, right? It says, if since the Rosh, this is all in the Haggadah, right? It says, since the Rosh excluded himself from the general Klal, from the congregation, so, Kafar Be'ikar. So what does it mean? It means he excluded himself from the general congregation, but it's shayrish kol mitzvahs. This is the root of all mitzvahs. What does that mean? Zeu shomer chazal b'shabbos perker b'kiva. It's the same thing as in Yevamos, same Gemara, yeah? B'shviras halucha, shayamayisha don kal v'chomer, yamayisha made a kal v'chomer. What's kal v'chomer in English? A priori?
A fortiori,
okay. A fortiori. He said like this, is it a fortiori or a fort, can't you just say a fortiori? Okay. Uma pesel shehu echad mitarig, I'm just kidding. Ma pesel shehu echad mitarig mitzvahs amra taira, just like Pesach, which is one of the tariag mitzvahs. The taira says, kol b'necha le'echal bay, so certainly the whole taira, I'm bringing the whole taira to them, certainly they shouldn't, right? So he says like this, Yesh Lidaktik. Strange kind of words of Chazal. Tahava lehu lemeimar. Dalet hei vav lamed lamed. Right?
What does that mean, Dalet?
It should have said, Uma pesel shehu mitzvah achas. If I was expressing myself, I would say, just like Pesach, which is only one mitzvah, has such a halacha that it's not appropriate to give it to a ben necher, then certainly the whole Torah. Why does it go out of its way to say, just as Pesach, which is one of the 613. Why have to mention of the 613? To say, which is only one mitzvah, then certainly by all the mitzvahs, right? So, it should have said, Ma Pesach Shu Mitzvah Achas. Ela de Be'emes Kaimalon. Really, the truth is that we hold in Chulin Dav Dalar Mebeis that a mummer ledover echad loy have a mummer lekol terakula. Person that is a mummer. Means he repeatedly transgresses. One One Avera, we don't consider him a mumar. We don't consider him rebellious and foreign to the whole Torah. Right? So why does the Torah say here, of all things, by this mitzvah, that kol ben necher lo yechal boy? Mipnei ki mitzvahs ha-pesach. See those underlined words? Mitzvahs ha-pesach, hi mitzvah koileles lechol ha-Torah. You hear what's going on? You know what the Gemara means when Moshe Rabbeinu made that kavach haimer? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if Pesach, which represents all of the Taryag mitzvahs, represents all of, right? It's one, but yet represents all the Taryag mitzvahs. There, kol ben necher lo yechal boy. Then the entire Torah, certainly I shouldn't give. So that's what that was his kavach haimer. Not just, well, if one mitzvah is like that, then certainly all the mitzvahs, but rather, if a mitzvah that represents all the Torah, but it's only one mitzvah, the halacha is such, then certainly the actual whole Torah itself, certainly we shouldn't be giving to a ben necher, to people who are a mumer. So we're not saying that, and usually we say, well, if it's a one mitzvah he doesn't keep to, he's not considered a mumer for the whole Torah. But here we're talking about a person who doesn't want to fulfill what? One mitzvah that represents all the mitzvahs of the Torah. When we talk about the tamei ha-mitzvahs, we talk about the reasons behind the mitzvah, and we realize how grave the sin is of not engaging in Pesach. We know it's an asay, and what happens if you don't do the Karim Pesach? Karis, a little bit unusual. Karis, if you don't fulfill a mitzvah asay? The answer is yes, because it's like he says, mitzvah ha-Pesach, hi mitzvah kailelas l'chol ha-Torah. We would be remiss if we discussed the reason behind the mitzvah Pesach and not mention the gravity. So, shehichniu boy Avodah Zarah Shel Mitzrayim. Through the Pesach, we the Rebbeinu Shel was machnia. How do you translate machnia?
He subjugated.
Okay, good. He subjugated the Avodah Zarah, or he lowered. I mean, he made it smaller. The Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Shayu Adukim Baik Yadua, that the Jewish people, unfortunately, were connected with that Avodah Zarah. V'remez L'davar. Look at this. This is beautiful. Here you can see his Hasidic blood coming out. Yes? V'remez l'davar, ki Pesach b'miluah, the word Pesach in its full spelling. If you take the letter Pei, if you spell out the letters, Pei Samach Ches. See that? Pei Hei, it would be Pei. Samach, Samach Mem Chav. And Chesaf. If that's the way to truly write the word Pesach, right? Pei, Samach, Ches. If you add up all those letters, and I did it, what's the gematria? Taryag. Isn't that beautiful?
Really?
Isn't that beautiful? Wow. Pei, Hei, Samach, Mem, Chaf, and Ches, Saf, all together, is Taryag. Why is that? Who remez shekoil kol Taryag mitzvahs, behind Nusha Omar, and that's what Chazal was telling us. Kivin shekafar bePesach, v'hoytzi atzmai min haklal. He took himself out of shekoil kol Torah by taking himself out of this mitzvah. Not that he took himself out of the klal of Klal Yisrael. He took himself out of the whole Torah by denying this mitzvah, by not fulfilling, by showing your disinterest in doing this mitzvah. You're saying you're being kafar what? Hare kafar beikar. Usually we don't say that. We don't say mumer l'davar echad is mumer for the whole Torah. We don't say that if he's rebellious in one mitzvah, he's rebellious for the whole Torah. But this mitzvah is different.
This is, of course, a reference to the Rosh and the Haggadah, right?
Yes. So now just getting back to the words of the Chazal, what the Kal v'Chomer that Moshe made was, he says, just like Pesach, which is one of the 613, it doesn't mean it's one of the 613. It means it's one that represents 613. But it's still one. It's still one of the 613. It's a mitzvah that represents 613. And that you can't give to a ben necher, and certainly the whole Torah you shouldn't be able to give to a ben necher. Beautiful ponim yafis, huh? Gives us a much greater view of that chazal.
Like, it has, because maybe he's like,
We're gonna get into that in this Beis HaLevi. This is a fascinating Beis HaLevi. You know, the father of the Soloveitchik dynasty. The Beis HaLevi speaks about that, and he says that you find it's an interesting thing. If a person is not buying into the Torah, even though he might have been one of the people that that left Mitzrayim. But if he's not buying into the Korban Pesach, he's not buying into the Torah, he's out. You can't give him the Pesach. And yet somebody, let's say, who converts, he wasn't by Mitzrayim. He wasn't even there. But he's buying into the Torah. He's buying to the... He wants to pursue this emunah. He wants to be tachas kanfei ha-shechina, under the wings of the Shechina. A person like that, he should engage in eating the Pesach. We'll get to that in a moment. So Beis HaLevi says like this. Kol b'necha lo yecha b'ay. And this pasuk says like this. Darshu Chazal. Chazal say a fascinating thing. The mishan is nakru ma'isav lavav shabashamayim asur le'echol mimenu. That's what we quoted before. The Chazal tells what this means. A ben nechar is not just a non-Jew. It means a Jew as well, that his actions are foreign to the Torah. Yesh lachkar. One has to ask the following. Madua kishabo lefarash chukas ha-pesach. Why is it that when it comes to discuss the laws of Pesach, posach b'mitzvah zu de ben nechar asa lechol bay? It begins with telling us, by the way, a ben nechar, a foreigner, should not eat from it. So he brings down a medrash. Hinei zeh lashon medrash rabba, pasuk zeh, on this pasuk. The pasuk says like this. The pasuk in Tillim says, Yihi libi samim b'chukecha. Chukecha is plural. Let my heart be straightforward, complete. Bichuke, what's a better English word for tamim?
Wholehearted,
sincere. Oh, sincere. Not questioning. Okay? Or complete. Bichukecha. Within your statutes. Plural, yes? Says the Medrash. You know what this means, chukecha? It's two mitzvot that are both called a chayk. Ze chukais ha-pesach v'chukais paraduma. Hear this. The Medrash is going to make a connection between the Pesach and the paraduma, and the red heifer. Yes? But, more than that, we're going to say that this is what David HaMelech meant when he said, let my heart be wholehearted. Let my heart pursue these chukim, specifically these two, wholeheartedly. Lama cheshneim shkulim. We learn from this that they are both equal. Now, it doesn't mean to say that they are both equal. We'll see in a moment. One will be greater than the next, but it means don't think that one of them is how should we put this? One is more powerful than the next, and is one more necessary. Shall soon see, but it doesn't. Don't take it lightly. That's what it means. They're both very significant. By both of them, it says that the word chuka, right? It says one is the chuka of the statute of the Pesach. One says the statute of the Torah. Very significant words. Zayis chukas ha-Torah. And interesting, when we come to Parshas Chukas, not too far away, when we come to Parshas Chukas, why? By the Paradum, it says Zayis chukas ha-Torah. Okay? It says, but because it says chuka by both, in that sense, there's a similarity. You don't know which one is the greater one. Mashal l'shnei matrunais. This is a mashal to two, call them princesses. What are matrunais? Matrons. What? Two aristocratic ladies, let's call them. Yeah? Daimais, they're similar. They're mahalcheis ka'achas. They're both going on the way together. Nearest shavais. They seem to be. There's no way for you to know which one. If you have never met them before, you don't know anything about them. But the appearance are that they're very important people. And they're going together, so you don't know mi gedoyla mizu. Which one is greater than the next? How you figure it out? Oysa shechaverta melava oysa ad besa v'hoyleches achareha. When you see that one escorts the other to her home, right? She's walking after her and escorts her to her home. then you know that that one is the one that's more important. Kach be Pesach, so to by Pesach, nemar chuka. By Pesach it says chuka. Uba para nemar chuka. And by para also it says chuka. So in a certain sense, the appearance seems to be the same. At least one thing you know, like the Medrash starts, that they're both very significant, exceedingly significant. That for sure, they're matrunis. That's the lashon of the Medrash, they're matrunis. They're certainly special people. But you don't know which one is greater. Umi gedayla hapara. Umi gedayla, which one is greater? Hapara. The chukah of para is greater. How do you know? She'eichle Pesach tzrichim la. Because the people who eat Pesach, they have to come onto the para. In what way? Shenemer v'lakchul atamei me'afar sreifas achatos. If a person is tamei and he wants to eat from the Pesach, how does he become tahar? The only way is to use the efer hapara, to use the waters of the paraduma. Have a kol b'necher lo yechal boy ad kan l'shenei. Okay, so first of all, before we get to the kol b'necher, but one thing we see is, number one, that they're both extremely significant, and that there's also a very strong connection between the two. So let's see what he says here. Let's just try to cover some ground, because there's a whole second paper here. V'asher nira b'kavanosai. Listen to what he says is the kavana. This is the second paragraph in Beis Halevi. This is the kavana. This is the understanding of this, the intention of this piece. The Yuyim b'medrash parshas chukas. In parshas chukas, it says like this. The mitzvahs para yisoida soiveves hakol kineged gulas Mashiach. All of the ideas behind mitzvahs para aduma is really surrounding the idea of gulas Mashiach, of the final redemption of Mashiach. She yekates v'soiv l'chol ha-shibudim. That will actually be the end of all the exiles. Yes? V'gam cheirus min ha-yetzer hara. And in addition, it will bring to us the freedom from the Eitz Hara. We know that at the end of the days, Hashem will share. We mentioned this many times, right? Right? Which is the Eitz Hara. We spoke about that at great length with Chametz. Just as an aside, by the way, here it says that when the Paraduma comes, Paraduma represents the final Geula of Mashiach, and at that time we will have no more Eitz Hara. If you look in Rashi, there's a fascinating Rashi there. It says Par Aduma Tamima. Rashi actually has two explanations in the Par Aduma. He brings down one under the pasuk itself. He brings down one whole interpretation, and then afterwards he goes through a second interpretation by the Tanchuma. And there it says Par Aduma Tamima. What does Rashi say? Why is the para? What does the paraduma come to? What does the paraduma come to take care of? What does it come to rectify? The eagle. Paraduma is para is like right. There's the mother, the eagle. Tava ima, the mother should come. Like he gives an example, the Medrash, that if a child makes a mess in the palace, who should come and clean it up? The mother should come and clean it up. So on the word tamima, the mefarshim say that the tamima is coming to rectify the tamimus that Klal Yisrael had. Won't get into it in the many explanations and different levels here on different layers. But in short, the reason why it has to be tamima, the paraduma has to be complete, is because if it's coming, in fact, the paraduma is coming to rectify the sin of the eagle. By the eagle, we had a certain before the eagle, we had a certain tamimus. We had a certain completeness. What was that completeness? It says there, cheirus, charus. We had cheirus, we had freedom from the Yetzirah, we had freedom from death, we had freedom from a lot of different things. One of them is the freedom from death, right? So, again, this is all being said very quickly, and there's a lot more depth to it, but the main point I'm trying to bring out here is, interestingly, if the paradum is in fact there to rectify the avera of the ego, and we had a certain tamimus before the ego, we had a certain completeness, a certain purity before the ego, which we no longer have due to the sin of the ego, and the paraduma is coming to rectify that. The paraduma brings back that tamimus. If the paraduma, as Beis Halevi is saying, represents the end of days, Mashiach, And that's the time when Hashem will be shechting the Yetzer Hara. So it's interesting. We got a Yetzer Hara. Adam Arishan did his chet. He did his sin. We got extra Ra. We got extra Yetzer Hara in the world. Right? We got to the time of Matan Torah and we went back to the level that we were at the time of Adam Arishan before the sin. We did the ego and we reverted back to the time of the sin, right? As after the sin. When the end of days, Hashem will shech the Yetzer Hara, will get back to like King Gan Eden Mikedem, like it was before Adam Arishan did the sin. But how? Through the mitzvah of Parah Adumah. So you understand what I'm trying to bring out here. The mitzvah of Parah Adumah brings out a tamimus to rectify for the ego. At the time that we received the ego, right before the ego, we were free from the Yetzer Hara. We rid ourselves of the Yetzer Hara. The Parah Adumah comes to rectify that, and at the time that the Parah Adumah is brought, it represents the end of days, the final Geula, Hashem will shech the Yetzer Hara. So it's all connected. Just tangentially here. Okay. So, at the end of days, as he says, we'll have B'li Cheres from the Yetzer Hara, we'll have freedom from the Yetzer Hara. V'yivur Ruach HaTumah min ha'aretz, and actually the Ruach HaTumah, the spirit of spiritual uncleanness, will be purged from the land. K'mei shebo haftacha b'pasuk, as the pasuk in Yechezkel says, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tahirim. We say this many times in Slichas. Hashem will throw upon us, will sprinkle upon us the waters of purity. V'tahartam mikol tumei seichem kogel aleichem atar eschem. What is that? Asher dvarim elu daimim mamish lezrikas mei para. That's exactly what the Mei Parah is. So the Mei Parah represents the end of the days, at which time Hashem will destroy the Yetzer Hara, and He will rid us of the Ruach HaTumah, and very similar to the mechanism of the Mei Parah. And this is the another proof to this, that the Parah Adumah represents the end of days, the final redemption, because this is the wording of the Yalkut, the Parshas Chukas. Ready? Parah, Zu Mitzrayim. Para represents Mitzrayim. Aduma, Zu Bavel. Tamima, Zu Madai. Asha'im Bamum, Zu Maikdon. And so on. It keeps on going, each one representing Para, Zu Mitzrayim. Aduma, Zu Bavel. Without getting into the symbolism, why each one is that way, but each word in the Pasuk of the Para Aduma represents a different Golos. Right? And then what does it say at the end? The Osaf Ish Tahar, a pure man shall come and gather the Efer Apara. Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is he's called the Tahar Einayim? Hashem Ish Milchama, and he's called Tahar Einayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is referred to as the pure, the one of pure eyes, etc. He's known as an Ish, and he's also known as the Tahar Einayim. Yes? Tamima, it's right there on your paper. Para Zu Mitzrayim. The first, the line begins with parentheses. Halfway through that whole piece from the Beis Halevi. It says Tafshin, parentheses, and it says Tafshin and Tes. Yeah, Para Zu Mitzrayim, Aduma Zu Bavel, Tamima Zu Madai. Just a quote of that Medrash. I'm not getting into the symbolism of each one. Most of them, I don't even know why each one represents that way. It's a whole discussion by Hanukkah time. And the dreams that the Nevi'im had, and so on, but not for now. But but here he says, in trying to back his point that Parah Adumah represents the end of days, at which time the Rebbeinu Shlomo will shech the Yetzer Hara, etc. He says here that each one of the words in the pasuk Parah Adumah Tamima, each one of those represent a galus, the Asaf Ish Tahar, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who's known as the Ish Tahar, will then gather who? He'll gather everybody. Where do we say that? Unufutse senu kane is miyarka se aretz. Rebbeinu Shlomo will gather everybody from all the... Right? That's right. And what will he gather? Es efer hapara. The ashes of the para. Elu galuyais. Galuyaisem shel Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in ruins. It's burned. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will gather all that. V'hiniach el michutz la'machane el makom tahar, where he'll bring all the exiles of Yerushalayim, those that are symbolically burnt. And he'll bring them where? El Makom Tahar Zu Yerushalayim. So again, you see that the Parah Aduma represents the end of days. Hare Darshu L'chala Parsha, Chazal Darshan, the whole Parsha, Derei Mezes B'Remizasa, that hints to Kol HaGaluyos V'Agulu Achreina. He says, now look at this. This is unbelievable. Umama Oid Yizbararu, we'll end with this. Dvarim Elu Mehod Kos of Ramban. Now you'll see from the words of the Ramban in Parshas Chukas how beautiful this is. Zois Chukas HaTorah. This mitzvah of Parah Aduma is a chayk Chukas HaTorah. What does it mean? Kolaymer Hanechkekes Min HaTorah. What does Chakuk mean? It means it's chiseled out, right? It's engraved, correct? V'hi Torah Shebal Peh. You hear this? Torah Shebal Peh, the Parah Aduma represents Torah Shebal Peh. He says, "Hachazinon, we see mevur lahedya the mitzvah parah yosay the remezes l'Torah Shebal Peh." We see that mitzvah Parah Aduma represents Torah Shebal Peh, which would well explain, just as an aside here, Shlomo HaMelech said about Parah Aduma. I thought I'd become so wise. It's not just that mitzvah, it's all of Torah Shebal Peh, right? Bahare Kvar Yodua, says the Beis HaLevi, it's well known, the Geula Sida Tia Rak B'Schus HaTorah Shebal Peh. We know that the final redemption will be in the merit of the oral Torah. So you see what he's saying? Parah Aduma represents the final days, at which time Hashem will shech the Yetzirah. This is well signified. He brings it down from the Medrash and so on. Ba'asaf Ishtar, the Rebbe Shem will gather everybody. Where? To Yerushalayim, to Makom Tahar. Beautiful. But you should know that in what merit will the final days, the final redemption come? In the merit of Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah. Not just the written Torah, the oral Torah. Ukumesha Darshu Chazal, like Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk. Higam Yitnu Bagam. We'll go through this a little more at length. This is actually the drasha that Rabbi David Shustel mentioned when he came here and he spoke this past winter. We'll get into that, Bez Hashem, next week. But I just want to end off. We're still in the middle of this Beis HaLevi, but we'll see. Basically, we'll get to it piece by piece. Beis HaLevi is mentioning here that in the merit of Torah Shebal Peh, which the Parah Aduma represents, Torah Shebal Peh, in the merit of Torah Shebal Peh, we will be redeemed. There's a famous gematria. They once told this gematria to the Chazon Ish. It says in the Navi like this: Tziyin b'mishpat tipad. It's the end of one of our haftiras. Tziyin b'mishpat tipad. That Tziyin means Eretz Yisrael will be, or Yerushalayim will be redeemed b'mishpat with laws, v'shaveha and its exiles b'tzedaka with tzedaka. Yeah. But tzedek is also righteousness. It also refers to laws, yes? So this gematria was told to the... You can try it out at home, okay? Ready? Richard, you're going to have fun with this one. Tziyin b'mishpat tipada is gematria Talmud Yerushalmi, and v'shaveha b'tzedaka is gematria Talmud Bavli. Wow. The two Talmuds. Now, if you know, it's very appropriate because tziyin b'mishpat tipada is Tziyan means the Yerushalayim itself will be redeemed with Talmud Yerushalmi, v'shaveh b'tzedakah, its exiles, which are in Bavel, so to speak, will be redeemed by Talmud Bavli, the Talmud for the exiles, which we studied till this very day. When the Chazon Ish heard this gematria, he said, whoever made up that gematria, whoever said that gematria, has Ruach HaKadosh. Who was the person who said that gematria? Anybody know? Reb Uri, you heard this? Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. The Rav of Yerushalayim. Chazon Ish heard it, apparently, according to the story, it sounds like he heard it, he didn't even know who the author was. He says, whoever said that had the Ruach HaKadosh was Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Isn't that beautiful? So it just illustrates the point that the schus of the Torah Shebal Peh, not the Torah Shebiksav, the schus of the Torah Shebal Peh, the merit of the oral Torah, with that we will be redeemed. And Bez Hashem, next week, we will continue the Beis HaLevi and get the full picture, which is really remarkable.